Give them a big city church. God bless you tonight.
It's good to be here in the presence of the Lord. Thank you for that warm welcome, and grateful to have Leonard with me tonight. Leonard is my brother, my running partner. We've been running in the kingdom together for many, many years, and I appreciate the anointing on his life. Love coming to City Church. It's like visiting family now. Pastor Marty is always so gracious to invite me back, and it's a blessing to come and share with you what God has put in my heart. So just, I want to say something very out in the open, and I just want to, from the very beginning, if you were disappointed with the Super Bowl result, I'm sorry. Don't throw anything at me now. All kidding aside, I'm not really into football, but I'm into the party for the, you know, like everyone else, for the food. But before the game, I just really sense. I said, you know, what an interesting tradition. We all come together. It's such an important Sunday. We all come together on this day, and, you know, I wonder what's going on. And it was just on the back of my mind when I saw a little mini vision. Let me put it that way. When I saw that vision, I said, Lord, I'm not telling anybody anything. I stayed quiet. I didn't even tell my wife, Barbie. And I thought, no, that's certainly, I don't want to be known as somebody prophesying into games or anything like that. I've stayed far away from that. I had a guy once come up to me and say, you know, if you tell me who's going to win a game, I can bet on it, and then we can take the winnings and spread it in the kingdom. And I said, brother, you take that to God. I don't want anything to do with that. But I saw a quick little mini vision, and I'll tell you what, it turned out exactly how I saw it. And towards the end, I remember thinking, well, wait a minute. Maybe I was wrong. Maybe that's not what I saw. And then you see how all of a sudden at the very end, there was a quick turnaround, and that was the result. And so the word that Leonard gave is so right on, because I really sense that God is doing something, and this is a quick turnaround year. God is saying that suddenly, when it seems like it's done, suddenly there's going to be a sudden breakthrough, a sudden shift, a sudden thing that God's going to do, and the thing that you've been desiring is suddenly going to be before you, and you're going to see yourself glorifying God. So the Lord says to you, even though things may come around you and close in around you, it's not time to say, okay, it's over, I'm out of this. Down to the very second, God is going to turn things around for you. And that's what the Lord began to speak to me. He said, that's what I'm telling my church this year. It's a turnaround season, and it's a turnaround time. So I speak that to you, to your household, regardless of which team you were going for. It's not the issue. The issue here is what occurred and what's the prophetic message behind that. It's a quick turnaround year. God bless you. You're such a blessing every time I come here. I want to share with you tonight very quickly what God has put on my heart. We're living in strategic times. We're living in exciting times. Some of what I'm going to share tonight, I've referred to it before when I've spoken here. That's all right. I like repetition. I have certain books on my shelf. I'll read it 5, 6, 7, 8, and the 10th time, it's even better. So I don't mind repeating certain things. So if you hear something that I've repeated before, that's all right. Take it and let it just ruminate. And let it just continue to confirm things for you. But you may hear some new things tonight, and I really want you to pay close attention. As I was praying about, Lord, what would you have me share when I come out to City Church in Batavia? What's the word of the Lord for the house? What's the word of the Lord for that body, for what you're doing in this season? The Lord began to speak to me, and the Lord began to set me up in some circumstances to hear his message for us that I want to share with you tonight. And part of what I want to get right to is we're living in a time. These are these end strategic times. These days are so strategic. We have to operate like we've never operated before. And I heard the Spirit of the Lord saying that it's a time to begin to operate in power like we've never known it before. The enemy understands authority, and he understands power. And he understands that we have it, and he understands when we know we don't have it and when we know that we don't have it. So it's important to understand what Jesus Christ gave us and how to deal with the enemy. Now, this is not going to be a quick message on giving the enemy glory. That's not my intention here tonight. But the times that we're living in, see, even as we watch a game such as football, we see these two teams, and coaches would not do their job if all they do was teach teams to be on the offense. If all they do is tell them how to run the ball, they're doing their team a major disservice. They're not preparing their team to handle the oncoming slot from this other team. So part of equipping a team to do the job and to win the game is to teach them the defense, to learn how to shield themselves and prepare themselves and to ready themselves. And we're living in a time and an age where the kingdom of darkness is growing bolder. The enemy is rising up with new strategies. The enemy is pushing back in some areas. And as the church, we need to know how to handle this. We need to know how to walk in power. We need to know how to walk in authority. I want to read a scripture to you out of Mark, and I want you to follow along with me. Jesus Christ said this about his followers. He said in chapter 16 and verse 17, he says, these signs will follow those who what? Believe. In my name, what are we believing in? We're believing in his name. In his name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Signs that follow us that believe. I notice many people, you know, nowadays everybody's a Christian. I'm a Christian. They live however they want to live, but they're quick to say, I'm a Christian. A believer is one who is a believer in Jesus Christ, and he follows the ways of Jesus Christ. And because he's a disciple and lives a certain way, this is a sign that follows those people. There is supposed to be power that follows us. There's supposed to be power that manifests as a result of our commitment to Jesus Christ. As a result of our following Jesus Christ, there should be tangible power. So what's the problem? What happens is, even our young generation, we're losing them in the churches because we're bringing them into church. We're getting them all entertained. We're playing foosball with them. We're playing all kinds of fun things with them. And then we send them out into their lives where the kingdom of darkness has a target on their back to destroy them. But yet we are supposed to, now I'm not saying that that's not a part of it. That's a part of fellowship. Absolutely. But that can't be the all of it. The result of following Jesus Christ should be power. There should be power demonstrated. There should be power manifested. People should look at you and know this person has a direct line with God. When this person comes into my home, things happen. There's a force in my home that is not happy when they come visit me. That's the testimony that we should begin to hear, because these are the signs that will follow believers. Now, I've come to learn that there are many Christians that unfortunately don't believe. We have a lot of skeptics in the church. And in order for us to, I remember when I first got saved, I really devoted my life to Christ when I was 16 years old. And I remember I started reading all these beautiful promises to him who believes, to him who believes, to him who believes, to him who believes. And I remember I asked my mother, I said, Mom, some things I read, I have a hard time believing. How do you believe? And she gave me probably the deepest answer I've ever heard. She says, honey, you believe by believing. I said, help me get that one, please. I struggled with that. I was like, God, but how do you believe? And I found the portion where somebody even cried out and said, well, help me in my unbelief. And I did the same thing. I said, God, I'm struggling in these areas. I want to believe, but I'm struggling. Help me believe. And I think God heard the sincerity of my prayer. And it's time for us to get back to that place where we're like children and we're believing. If the word says it, it's true. If there's power that should be manifested and these signs should be following me, we should see that demonstrated in our lives. Not be surprised when it happens. I teach prophetic classes. We have a prophetic school. We have a lot of prophetic activity and ministry. And one thing I tell everybody that I train, I said, listen, I don't ever want to hear you all excited going, ooh, I gave this person a prophetic word and it was right on. It is exciting, but that's normal life for a believer. Normal life for a believer is, Wherever we go, we give prophetic, we give messages from God that encourage people. Wherever we go, we give a word of knowledge on people's situation that we don't know of in the natural, but the Spirit of God tells us and gives us insight. We go and we lay hands on the sick, and guess what? When we call back to check up on them, they're recovering. And that all sounds fine and dandy, but what's the first one that Jesus mentioned? These are the signs that will follow those that believe me. They will cast out demons. We have authority. We have authority and a responsibility to manifest the power of the kingdom of God. That decision is up to you. God gave you the power. What are you doing with it? Are you being equipped to release the anointing and the power that you have over the demonic? Part of our ministry should be helping set people free. I heard somebody once say, in America, whenever we perceive times are getting tough, everyone loads up on water and stockpiles all their food and all that stuff, as if your neighbors aren't going to see your lights on and you having a turkey dinner, and you know, while they're in darkness and hungering. But imagine if you're, think about our health system. Imagine if your neighbors found out that God uses you to heal. That God uses you when people are troubled to help bring freedom to that. Your neighbors will have to keep you alive in case of a crisis. No, keep them alive because they know how to pray and people get healed and well. So I find that it's important to understand how to release the anointing and let others know that you manifest power. That's why many are drawn to the occult. Many love power. Now, that's a wrong motive for power, but many are drawn to that because they don't apologize for it. They go after it and they don't apologize for it. But in the kingdom of God, we have a power that supersedes demonic power. We are supposed to manifest this power that God has given us. And in this day and age, I find that many Christians are unaware that they have the authority to do that. Let me read another scripture to you. Jesus is getting into a boat. I love, you know, every time Jesus got up and went somewhere, remember, he said, I only say what I hear my Father say. I only do whatever I see my Father do. And every time Jesus does something, you know, it's a picture of what he's seeing the Father do. So all of a sudden, he's getting in the boat with his disciples. They're about to go to the other side. And he tells them in Luke 8 and verse 22, he says, let's cross over to the other side of the lake. And they launched out. So you know he got revelation. You know that at that point, for Jesus to move, he saw the Father do something and said, it's time to go. They get in and they go. And as they launched, it says that a windstorm came down on the lake and they were filling with water. They were in jeopardy. And they came to him and woke him saying, Master, we're perishing. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and it all ceased and there was a calm. And he rebuked them and said, where's your faith? And they wondered, who can this be that even the waves and the water obey him? I want you to think about that. Jesus didn't tell the wind to calm down. He didn't tell the water to relax. He didn't tell it to chillax, as we say. It says that he rebuked the storm. Rebuking means there was something evil behind the storm. Jesus moved and said, let's go. We got to get to the other side of the lake. God's doing something. I'm on assignment. We got to go. He gets in, and just as he's crossing over, there you go, as some people would call it, coincidence, there's a storm. But he rebukes the storm because it's a demonic storm. Now, we have to understand the kingdom of darkness. The kingdom of darkness, we're not supposed to fear it, but we're supposed to have a healthy understanding of it and know how it functions. The kingdom of darkness is basically, the kingdom mission is to kill, steal, and destroy. That's what the devil wants to do. He wants to kill you, steal from you, and destroy. Destroy you, destroy the image of God in you, destroy the life in you, destroy any hope in you. He loves to just crush the life out of you. And that's how the kingdom of darkness works. And part of what they do is, the demons do as well, they will oppose the plan of God in your life. They will work against you to try to oppose you, to discourage you, to slow you down so that you're not coming to the place that God has for you. Jesus is on assignment, and there it is. That demonic storm rose up, and it rose up to slow Jesus down and to oppose the work that he was doing. Now, Jesus wasn't worried about it. He was actually using it as a lesson for his disciples. But when you continue to read in that chapter, after he rebuked the storm, where did he go? On the other side of the lake, here's the rest of the story. There was a man bound by demons. Bound by demons. As a matter of fact, the demons called themselves a legion. There were so many in him. And he was running around and people were afraid of him. And he needed to be free. So the Father saw that in that man, there was a willingness to be free. He did something. He released revelation so that Jesus could see that it was time to get over to the other side of the lake. Jesus says, let's go over to the other side of the lake. And as they're heading in that direction, the spirits in that man, not wanting to get him free, helped stir up that storm to slow Jesus down. Do you see how demons work? To stop people from getting free. They try to slow down the void. They try to slow and stop that whole thing from happening. But Jesus rebuked the winds. He made it to the other side. He got to the man. He set the man free. And we know the rest of the story. Those spirits asked to go into the swine. Now, what were they doing herding swine in that area? I don't know, because they don't eat that stuff. But they had swine there. And the spirits go into, at least, you know, spirits have to give. There's a hierarchy in the kingdom of darkness. They report to one another. And I'm sure that for them to leave that body, they would have to give a report for that, and at least they can offer a sacrifice to their upper-ups, and therefore they asked to go to the swine and killed all of them. But we see that that man got free, and as a result, he went throughout that whole region preaching and giving praise to God for what God had done in his life. End of the story is that man was free from a group of demons called Legion that no man, no counseling, no therapy, no medicine could help set him free from. It was the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus releasing his authority to cast those spirits out of that man and get that man free. We're coming into a time now where we're going to need to know how to discern. We're going to need to know how to discern accurately when someone is struggling with a spiritual problem. So that we could confidently go to them and say, I sense that you're struggling in this area. Would you like me to pray for it and help you get free from that? We're going to need to know how to deal with that. Because as we're out and about and the enemy is ramping up his attacks on people, he's trying all new kinds of things to get people in bondage. Well, the Holy Spirit is prompting us to be alert and to be ready, because one of the signs that will follow us is deliverance. We need to know how to hear the voice of God. And I praise God that one of the gifts that he's given us is called the gift of discerning of spirits. You could research it in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. The gift of discerning of spirits is a powerful revelational gift that when it operates, we're able to see in the spirit realm and we're able to see what is happening spiritually. If it's something demonic, we're able to see that and cast that out. Or if it's something good and it's the angelic, we're able to see that as well. By the way, I thought you'd want to know, during worship, there was a lot of angelic activity up here. It's just that's why the presence of the Lord is so strong. There's a genuine cry here in worship, and God is just, the presence of the Lord is stirred here. It's like, I see it like the Pool of Bethesda. Something beautiful was happening while you guys were worshiping here. But the gift of discerning of spirits allows us to see in the spirit realm. Now, why is that important? Because sometimes we're going through life, we're mad at our cars, we're mad at our coworkers. We're mad at all these obstacles that come in front of us, and we're not discerning that most of the time, it's not the person. There's a demonic spirit that is opposing you from walking in the fullness of what God wants you to have. Now, I'm not promoting that we leave here and become demon watchers. I'm not saying there's a demon under every tree, but I'm saying the gift of discerning of spirits, if there is one, you'll see it. And you'll be able to command it to leave in Jesus' name. There was one time, I'm praying this flu thing that hit my home. I was up the other night and rebuking that and coming against that. But there was this one time we were all getting sick. Me, Barbie, one daughter, the other daughter, back to me. Back. It was just like a vicious cycle. We couldn't break out of it. I had ministry engagements. I couldn't seem to. It was terrible. So I was up one night praying in the Holy Spirit. I was 3 a.m. There I am praying in the Holy Lord. What is this? What's going on? I need understanding. I need revelation. How is this affecting us? Is it our diet? It's important to hear from God. Whenever you have an issue, whenever you're not getting the breakthrough in something, it's important. Shut off the phone, get away with God, and just get in his presence. God, what? What is it? That's where Christians, that's where we excel. When we get revelation, God will come and speak the problem and the solution. That's where revelation flows. And I was like, Lord, what's going on? And I was doing that for several hours, and I get to the end of my living room. When I turned around, I was able to see in the spirit realm, and I saw a lizard about this high walking across my living room. And when I saw that, it shocked me. And I said, what is that? And I felt the Holy Spirit speak to me and say, that's the spirit of infirmity. And once God reveals the problem, he also gives you the authority to cast it out. Demons love to go by invisible. If you don't say anything, they're not going to say anything. They want a place. They want to stay there. They don't want to be kicked out. They love to just make you think it's your problem. We have to be wiser than that. And we have to understand how the enemy works against us. So I took authority and that whole assignment broke. This past week, we had a powerful time of ministry at Bethel. Did any of you make it to the healing conference we had at Bethel? Let me tell you what happened. Friday night, we were learning about healing. A powerful session that Joan taught us, Joan Hunter. I went home that night. And as one of my habits, I teach on hearing from God in dreams every night. Lord, if you have anything I want to hear from you tonight, I believe my resting time is a time to hear from heaven. I'm saying, God, I'd love to hear from you tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. And I woke up the next morning with a very key dream. And in this dream, there were many people at the altar that did not get healed. And we were frustrated. And all of a sudden, the dream jumps. And now I'm wearing a ministry t-shirt. And it's a ministry, it's a friend of mine who deals with helping set people free. And I was wearing one of his ministry t-shirts. Now I reapproached the sick people and I took authority over what was bringing sickness. And I saw this black cloud lift off of them and then they got healed. And I thought, interesting. I woke up that morning and I felt the Holy Spirit saying, don't neglect that many times sickness is brought on by the demonic. Okay. We're at the altar ministry. This lady approaches me. And she says that there was something going on with her heart. So we just started praying. And all of a sudden, I saw this black mass around her heart. And I took authority. I said, in Jesus' name, I take authority over that spirit bringing this condition over my sister. And I command you to leave. And I could see that thing jumped up out of her and it ran out of the building. I jumped back. And when I jumped back, because I saw that thing jump out of her practically, I didn't get a chance to tell her. She starts screaming. She was like, it's gone. It's gone. It's gone. I said, I saw it leave. I confirmed that. It's gone. The following Sunday, she testified. It's gone. Whatever pain she had, it was gone. Shortly afterward, a lady approached me. She couldn't turn around this way, backward. She was very stiff. She could only go like so far. So we started praying, and I took authority over whatever demonic spirit was bringing that condition. And I felt a wind brush past me like somebody walked by me. Actually, no, like somebody ran by me. I said, try it now. I wasn't able to do that in a long time. And so it was so powerful to see that many conditions, many things are brought on by the demonic realm. And it's important for us to understand God wants us to be free. And God wants us to walk in the signs that follow believers and set other people free. You have authority. You have authority in your life. You have authority. God wants you to walk in freedom. He doesn't want you under the control of anything other than the Holy Spirit. If there's something that has control over you that's not the Holy Spirit, you probably need freedom from that. But God wants you free. He's paid the price so you can be free. And then he wants to stir you up, walking in a new level of faith and manifesting power so that you can set other people free as well. That's the call that we're called to walk in. That's the fruit that should be on our tree, when the tree's inspected. What are we producing? We're producing results. We're getting people healed. We're getting them set free. We're helping people experience the kingdom of God. I've been prophesying for about over 25 years. And I got to tell you, there's no greater joy than being out and about in the community. And God says, go and minister to this person. Go and bring this to this person. Go. He's waiting for people ready to go and release the power and anointing and authority. And then when you see it manifest and you see those people touched by, not by you, but by the power of God, it blows you away. It blows you away that God would even use you to be a part of that. I mean, he could do that on his own, can't he? No, actually, he wants to use us. So we're living in a time, and Leonard didn't know I was going to be speaking on this. We're driving down here, and Leonard was saying, we need to begin to operate in a new level of discernment like we've never known before. And I agree with that. That's what God is calling us to produce. Tonight, as I was getting my thoughts around that, actually, Leonard, I'm going to ask if you have any thoughts on that. I want you to, Leonard is a comrade of mine. Come on up here, Leonard, if you got something you want to add to that. Come on, bro. You and I, we play tennis in the car all the time, man. We're like.
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, this is not hard. I think a lot of religion and religious mindsets tend to make the flow in the Holy Spirit hard for us. Because we tend to want to process things a little bit too much. I'm not saying we throw our minds out at the door. But what I'm saying is when we're moving in the flow of the Holy Spirit, and it's interesting because I'm sitting there and the Spirit of God told me to turn to John 5 because he said this. He gave me a prophetic word for this place. And he mentioned John 5, the pool. And I heard the Lord say that this is going to be a pool, a healing pool right here in this place. You know, I can just feel it up here. And the Lord said, it's going to be like John chapter 5, to he's going to send an angelic host in this place, and he's going to so stir up the waters of healing till the it's going to get the community attention. And I saw for a minute a vision when he said that. When I was reading that, I just saw people leading blind folks into here. And the Lord said, I'm going to open blind eyes. There are going to be people that come into this place that have never seen before in their lives. But when they get in here in this move of the Holy Spirit, their blind eyes are going to be open. There are going to be people that they're going to have to push into this place in wheelchairs. But when they get in here, they're going to get out of these wheelchairs whole and healed. By the power of God. There are going to be lame people come in here. There are going to be creative miracles that happen in this place. There are going to be those that come in here that's missing organs that have been removed through surgery. But they're going to leave here with those organs created by the power of God. The Lord's going to make this place a pool of healing where creative miracles are going to flow. Now, we can't do that if we're going to try to reason and figure that out. The key is the presence of God. And enter into the flow of the Holy Spirit, and these signs are going to follow those that believe. And you are the believers. So get ready, because God's going to fill this place with those that need healing, salvation, and wholeness. And they're going to leave here with healing, salvation, and wholeness.
It's a good word. Awesome word. So the word that's going forth for this house is that God wants to make it a healing house. And I'm telling you, we've got to get ready. What's about to come upon this world, I don't think we have enough room to fit the people that are going to, the harvest that's going to come. And with the harvest comes the need to, with all that, harvest, which we like to equate as we, you know, as Christians, we, you know, fish in the nets. We're gonna have to clean all that fish. Enough bringing people into the kingdom and not helping clean their lives out and help them get free. Because then what we do is we have to pastor a lot of issues. Bring them into the kingdom, work with them, get them free. Because we have authority to cast out spirits. We have authority. The devil would love you to think that you don't have any authority over him. He wants you afraid of him. He wants you not to do anything. But that's not what we've been called to. God wants us to use our authority to set people free. And as that harvest comes, there's going to be miracles, signs, and wonders. And part of that will be we will see them get free from things and bondages and maybe even issues that they've had for years. Suddenly, a breakthrough. Suddenly, God do an amazing thing in their lives and you see them walking in full freedom. That's the vision of the body of Christ. That's the vision of an end time victorious body of Christ operating in the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I don't know about you, but I grew up in church and I got tired of just being in church. It was like, you know, just, it became a quick ritual. Now it's because we were not activated in the things of God. Without the power of God, it becomes a club, which is not what this place is. And what the house of God is not supposed to be. We are supposed to be activated. This is a training center where you come and you are trained and equipped on the things of the Holy Spirit, on your anointing, on your ministry, on your calling. And then you go out there and take authority, walk in victory, manifest the power, do the exploits of the Holy Spirit, and then bring all the reports of what God is doing in your ministry. Tonight, I really sense that God wants to, normally we move prophetically and we prophesy, but I sense so strong that God wants to bring deliverance. There's a grace on, this is an opportunity to step out. If there's anything that has been having a hold on you in a strong way, we want to pray deliverance and freedom for you. So I'm going to open the altar in just a moment, but if you've received a ministry call by the Lord, if God has called you into ministry, and you know you have it, whether your ministry is evangelistic outreach, whether it's to be a pastor, some kind of ministry leader, you're called into ministry. I want you to stand up. I want to pray over you because I'm going to declare an impartation and declare the gift of discerning of spirits to begin to manifest and operate in your life so you could see in the Spirit like never before. So that you won't waste your time having to counsel out a lot of issues, but that you'll see clearly what's going on. And that you'll get to the heart of the matter. God wants us to understand how to operate in these gifts and how to activate them and walk them out. Amen. So if that's you, raise your hand to heaven. I'm just going to pray over you. Lord, I just declare over all your servants that you've called into your ministry. Father, this call has not come by man. Not by even ourselves, Lord. It's come by you, from you. And Lord, we know that you equip and you prepare those that you call into service. Father, I thank you for the gifts of the Holy Spirit that are resident in us. It's the power of Christ in us. Lord, I pray that you would activate by your Holy Spirit tonight a faith for the gift of discerning of spirits to new levels. Lord, may we see with a new accuracy. In the spirit realm. I pray, Lord, let us see clearly, precisely the root of the problem. So that as we're out winning the lost, as we're loving those in the church, Father, that we would see clearly and that we would be effective in our ministry. We declare in Jesus' name. Say amen to that. Amen. So starting tonight, by faith, that's been activated. So we're going to believe that God is going to release in you an impartation for discernment of spirits. Now, if that's you, if you need freedom tonight, I want you to come up to the altar. We're going to pray for you. You shouldn't be ashamed, not in the house of God. We're here to serve and we're here to help. I believe some of you need prayer tonight. We want to pray over you. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask Leonard to come on up.
I don't know who it is, but I know I just heard the Lord say he wants to deliver someone from some sort of addiction. I just heard the word he wants to break that addiction off of you. Now, I don't know what it is, what the addiction is. He didn't tell me, but I heard him say, I want to break that off of you tonight. that addiction.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is not something that should make you feel ashamed. You should be excited. Praise God for the throughout my 26 years of walking with Christ, I've had to come up to the altar many times and have someone pray for me to break something off of me.
I want to just confirm that. Don't feel ashamed, because I'm going to pray over you, and I'm going to break the addiction off, the shame, the guilt that you feel from that, the condemnation you feel. Listen, you're looking at a man that's been delivered of hardcore drug addiction. If I tell you my testimony, I tell you God is so good. There was a time I could not make it home with my check because I had to stop at the drug house and spend it up. There was days I spent days in drug houses, addicted, bound. But the power of God set me free. That was it. The power of the Holy Ghost set me free. And I'm going to tell you that God loves you so much, and His power is going to set you free. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for your incredible love for us. We thank you, Lord, you chose us before the foundations of this world. We were in your heart. We were in your being. Each one of these that stand here, Lord, you chose them. You breathed them right out of your being into this earth realm. And Lord, you chose them to be free, to walk into freedom in the life of the Holy Spirit. Lord, you came to give them life and give it to them abundantly. And Father, we thank you for the power of your Spirit that's here tonight. And Lord, in the name of Jesus, that which you've given me freely, I now release it into each one of them, each one of your children. And Lord, I say in the name of Jesus, by the power of your Holy Spirit, I break the power of addiction. And I command the spirit of bondage now to leave in Jesus' name. Bondage to fear, bondage to addictive behaviors, a bondage to substance. I say in the name of Jesus, I command that spirit of bondage to go. The spirits of addiction, I command you now to leave in the name of Jesus. And I decree right now over each one, you are now free from addiction. I command spirits of lust and pornography to leave in the name of Jesus. Spirit to nicotine, spirit to drugs, spirit to eating, spirits that bind you to food. I say you will not find your significance in food and drugs and whatever the addiction is. You're not going to find your significance in that anymore. I set you free by the power of God tonight to be free in Jesus' name. Lord, I break the addiction to false relationships, unhealthy relationships. I break that off of you now. And I call you into right relationships. Father, I break ungodly soul ties. I break them now in Jesus' name. And Lord, I declare that fragmentation in their souls will be made whole now by your presence. That, Lord, they will find a significance in you and no other. You first. In Jesus' name, be free, be made whole in Jesus' name.
Right where you're at, I just want you to verify. I want you to confirm that with your own mouth. I want you to say, I am free. And it's important to understand that after a prayer of freedom and deliverance, demons love trying to come back. That's what they do. They hate leaving a space. They love to try to come back. And it's important to stand our ground. What's your name? Monica, I just saw over you. I saw like a noose around your neck. And I saw that there was a spirit of death that had tried to snuff your life out. And I see that the enemy has really tried to come at you and destroy you. There's been a target on your life from when you were a child. You were just things coming at you. But I hear the Lord saying he's brought you here tonight for freedom. This is exactly why you're here. The Lord says, I handpicked you and I brought you to this place. And the Lord says that there have been enemies of your life that have just been around you looking for your demise. But God says, I've stepped in. So understand, you're not fighting alone anymore. The Lord says that he's stepped in now into your circumstance. So I'm here to tell you that that prayer you prayed was a genuine prayer and God heard it. And the Lord says that now he's fighting it for you. So there's a new rest that's going to come to you. There's a new a shift and a change that you're going to notice in your life as you continue to walk this out with the Lord. Does that make sense to you? Amen. Raise your hands up too. I just keep them up. The Lord is erasing the pain of the past. I'm seeing this big like eraser just kind of, God says, I'm erasing the pain of the past. And there's going to be some forgiveness that you're going to begin to release. Forgiveness on people and things that have happened, but you're going to look back and realize that the sting is not there anymore. God is removing the sting from what occurred to you, and he's setting you free from that. So we just declare over you a newness. We just declare a cleansing by the blood of Jesus from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet of everything that has occurred, and God just wiping that away. We just declare a new beginning over you. We declare the strength of the Lord to be upon you, and that God going before you, defending and protecting you in new ways. We declare it in Jesus' name. Can you say amen to that? Amen. The Holy Spirit is working. Let's just let the Holy Spirit work a moment. Let the Spirit move. And brother, what's your name? Jose. God bless you, brother. The Lord says, I handpicked you. I handpicked you. I separated you even from before you understood my plan. Even when you thought you were running in a different direction, even when you had your own plans and you were running full steam ahead in your own plan, God says, I had a plan for you all along, and I knew I was rejoicing over that plan, even as you were running in the wrong direction. But God says, I have you now in my plan. And God says, even now, the Lord says, he's turning situations in your life. Things have been out of order, but God says, I'm bringing things into order in your life. So there's a fathering. You're in a season where God says, I'm going to father you. I'm going to be a father to you. And the Lord says, Father God is going to minister to you in a new way. And so it's important this season to be a son and to be in that place of learning and just continue to be equipped, because God is doing a deep work in your heart. We just declare it in Jesus' name. Freedom is good, right? Hallelujah. I want to call one more thing out. I sensed outside of this group that already came up, has anyone struggling at recently or with suicide thoughts? Thoughts of suicide, I want you to come up. We're going to break that off of you, because that's a certain spirit. The Lord wants to cancel that assignment off of you. We're going to declare life over you tonight. The Lord says to you, my daughter, even though there was a trap set before your feet, I intervened. The Lord has intervened, which is why you're here tonight. The Lord has intervened in those demonic plans and that trap that was laid before your feet. God says, don't you know that I've called you? Don't you know that there's giftings and there's a treasure and there's a value in you that I'm unlocking the season of your life? And the Lord says that trap that was laid before you, he said that he has been going after that trap to destroy that trap. And so praise God that you came forward tonight. I just see there's an angel behind you. And this angel is really kind of prodding you forward and just helping you forward and helping steer you in your day. And I sense that that's going to mean something to you in the days as it goes on. But God is really steering you, moving you away from things that are destructive. So God is more involved in your life than you even realize. He loves you that much. So Father, I declare we break off this assignment of death. We break off this assignment, this target that has been placed on her. We erase it in Jesus' name. And from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, we declare the cleansing blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse her from all of that old assignment. And we declare a new joy to begin to emerge. And we activate by faith that identity, that kingdom identity, to begin to grow and become mature and established, to know who she is in Christ and to begin to operate in that new identity. We unlock that tonight in Jesus' name. Shandy, I want you to seal that. I want you to pray that, declare that. Sister, I want you to, you have authority in your hands. I want you to come and declare that and seal that over her life and declare a new beginning. It's a new beginning for you. I just encourage you tonight. It's a new beginning. The Lord says, take this new freedom and set others free. Walk in a new anointing. Walk in a new way. And you're going to see God moving your life in new ways. A new ministry will begin for you. And I believe that this freedom, you're going to take it and help others set free. And it'll start a new ministry in your life.
I just said somebody that's having sort of restless nights. You can't sleep. Is that anybody? Is anybody struggling with sleep? Yeah, I see your hand back there. Come on up. Listen.
That Leonard didn't even know. I had that while I was preaching, and I actually forgot. So I'm glad you said that. That dropped into my spirit, and I heard the Lord saying that many are being attacked in the night season. Now I want to speak very clearly about nightmares and attacks in the night season. Do not tolerate nightmares. It's not just a dream. I believe those are demonic visitations. I know by experience. And the Lord has told me to take authority and to break them off. Don't tolerate them in your life. Do not tolerate them in your children's life or in your grandchildren's life. If they're having a hard time sleeping, take authority. Because those are demonic visitations sent by the enemy to shut down your identity, to come against you. Treat a nightmare like a thief in your house. It doesn't belong there.
I also want to say, go through your house. Make sure you don't have any demonic objects. We tend to get a lot of gifts over the years and buy a lot of stuff. And a lot of times we don't realize we're buying objects that are opening doors for the demonic realm to enter our homes. So and nightmares are linked with that as well. So make sure you don't have things in your house that represents the demonic realm, all right?
Lift your hands to heaven. We're going to break that assignment off of you. That ends tonight. The Lord says that He gives His beloved sweet sleep. That's you. That's your children. That's your children's children. The demonic assignment of nightmares ends tonight. So every night crawler, every phantom spirit, we take authority over you now in Jesus' name. We break the assignment off tonight in Jesus' name. We declare a cleansing in our homes. We declare that we will cleanse our homes. We declare, Lord, that we will sanctify our bedrooms. We declare that we will do whatever necessary to begin to receive our new anointing of sweet sleep. We break off nightmares. And we break off demonic visitations in the night season over us, over our children, and our children's children. Lord, may our homes be a home where we hear from God at night. Lord, we want dreams from you. We want revelation from you. We want angels to move and minister freely in our homes. Angels from the kingdom of God. We command every spirit that has attacked us in the night season to end its attack now in Jesus' name. And the Church of Jesus Christ says, amen. We have authority. I don't know about you, but it's time for some of us to start getting mad. You know what? When you realize you have new freedom now, think about how the enemy's tried to keep you in bondage. It's time for us to get upset. It's time for us to get upset for our family members, for our friends that are under bondage, and to help them out. Walk in your authority. Be free, stay free, and then go and help others get free. That's the anointing. Leave that fruit behind. Leave it for the glory of the Lord, that everywhere you go, you help people get free and walk in the freedom of Jesus Christ. That's what Jesus did. That's what we're called to do. Amen? There's a new charge for you. So if your ministry is to preach to women, to be an usher here at the church, you can do all that, no matter what your ministry is, and set people free. And heal them, and prophesy to them, and move in the power of God. No matter what your ministry is, add all of that to your ministry. And walk in the full anointing of the Holy Ghost. Can we say amen to that? Lord, we say amen. Let's raise our hands to heaven. Father, tonight we say amen to you. I thank you, God, that it was your message to us tonight. I thank you, Lord, that you set us free from all that you set us free from. Lord, show us now what we have to do in our homes to maintain our freedom. Teach us how to walk in this new authority and to help others get free. We declare it tonight in Jesus' name. Amen.
I'll stay up here just for 1 second. I want 10 praying people to come down, and I want you to be led of the Lord. I want you to come up behind somebody up here. I want 10 praying people. We're going to take just about 3 or 4 more minutes. We're going to pray. I just want you to speak life over them right now. Come on, in Jesus' name. Quick, 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 come. Begin to pray. Thank you, Lord God. Come on. I need a few more. Don't be bashful. Come quickly. Thank you, Lord God. David Mordell, I want you to come down here. You're ready. I want all 3 of you crosses to come down here. Come right now. Lay your hands on them. Begin to pray. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Come on, pray. I want to hear you pray. Come on. Three more minutes. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Boy, such a beautiful atmosphere right now. Such a beautiful atmosphere right now. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Benjamin, my Benjamin, come up here. Come up here. Come on, just another moment. Let's just take full advantage of this moment here in God's house. Thank you, Lord. Come on, let's be desperate for Him for a moment together tonight. Yes. Yes, Lord. Amanda, come up and stand next to Benjamin, honey. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.